Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and we're coming to you today from the Small Business Expo at the Heinz Convention Center. And our next guest has a fascinating background, Zhengchai Zhang, also known as Dr. T.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about what it is that you're doing? Very fascinating studies on the health benefits of tea and using tea in nanomedicine, correct?
Thank you very much, Jonathan. So my name is Zhengchai Zhang, as you said, and people call me Dr. T. Since I have published paper, Tea and Cancer Prevention, on Journal of Cancer Research Updates, and now I'm doing research on MIT. And right now, we just submitted a paper with Chinese professors on tea polyphenols for cancer treatment. So that's another paper that we just submitted on for nanomedicine.
So this is the concept of using the plant-based substances in tea, the herbs, to be able to treat cancer. So using naturally existing substances rather than chemically produced substances
to treat cancer. Because like you want anti-cancer drugs to be biocompatible, biodegradable, and can be controlled release and target delivery to the specific site for cancer treatment.
So one of the concerns historically was that many of the cancer therapies destroyed healthy cells as well.
Yes.
Correct? With the non-targeted therapies.
Yes.
And so obviously because tea is non-toxic, it doesn't have those principles.
Yes. Like tea has been thousands of years been you considered as a drink and a drug for treating diseases. And like when tea was first discovered in China, by the Emperor Shen Long.
And when was that approximately? I know thousands of years ago.
5,000 years ago.
5,000 years ago. And they knew the health benefits of drinking tea then, that they had some sort of curative capacity?
Yes. And my friends, they just make a documentary on tea. And it's called Exilia, Oriental Exilia. And it's sent to President Carter. And his wife wrote back saying it's a very good documentary on tea.
So is that the type of thing that with the therapies that are being developed now, how is it actually administered?
Oh, like for our daily life, tea is definitely benefit. But the research, turned out to be not always consistent. Some research saying it's been very beneficial, but some research say it does need more research. Need more proof to say that it's cancer prevention.
Okay.
So like that's why nanomedicine comes into practice. Like you put the tea as a drug, like tea polyphenols, the most
in a very concentrated form.
Yeah, in a very concentrated form, and to build up the drug delivery system, and it's in nano size. Like usually it has to be less than 300, but right now it has to be less than 200 or even less.
Okay.
So make it like very tiny to be able to be avoid the biting by those macrophages and all those going through all those barriers to go to the specific site.
And how is this something that is in clinical trials or is early stage? Or
yes, like we do a lot of animal tests and stuff like that. And the clinical trial is still undergoing.
And that is administered via injection, or is it oral? Or
injection.
Okay,
yeah.
So right directly to a tumor site or
things of that nature.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So you've been. Yeah. How did you become involved? Your story is fascinating. I'll just share with our audience. You come from a region that produces a lot of tea.
Yes. Actually, besides doing tea research, I'm also giving a lot of lectures on culture. Like, we are here in Boston Tea Party. In Boston. Like, the Boston Tea Party reenactment, like, the year before, and for the years I'm here in Boston, I was invited there. Like, in 2014, Bill Markers of Fox News Radio, he interviewed me the whole night at the Old South Meeting House and nearby the Boston Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And he called the interview with us, interviewing with the very famous tea, because he see like my passion on tea, because I'm from the place. Well, because the Boston Tea Party, the tea that dumped it, originate from Fujian, China, my hometown, and the tea is called Bohe tea.
Okay.
Even the word tea is like originated from only the dialect in Fujianese.
Okay.
Like T-E, S-T-E. Every other place, even the Cantonese or Chinese, says C-H-H or cha. Like only in Fujianese, it's that T-E or T-E-A. Yep. So it becomes the foundation
of all the tea.
The foundation of all the tea, worldwide tea.
Okay.
So I give a lot of lecture at Harvard Engineering Institute or even like Harvard School of Public Health and also MIT. We last time we invite Chinese professors to give talk on tea nanomedicine and human health. Mm. So I'm also a co-speaker.
Okay.
Over there, yeah.
So how is it that these benefits of consuming tea have been known to the Chinese for thousands of years? And only now is Western medicine really coming to terms? I mean, it really has only been in the last, decade, maybe, or two decades?
It's more than, maybe 50 years.
So why did it take so long to understand that these, substances that have been around for thousands of years have beneficial impact?
I think it's kind of like new bottle, the same wine. I mean, you just pick a new bottle for the same wine.
Okay.
Or the same tea. Because like 5,000
years... So it's all about marketing and packaging.
Marketing, packaging. No. Also the science.
The science behind
because,
it.
Because like the science developing in... the science is new. Like the old... Like if we do the tea science study... If you study the mechanism of cancer treatment by using tea,
yep.
You can figure it out. It's like the chemistry. Firstly, like tea polyphenols, like you have to know tea polyphenols,
the chemistry of it all.
The chemistry of all these teas.
Okay.
Like tea polyphenols, it has so many polyphenol groups, which was able to capture the free radicals.
Okay.
Like, free radical is not a novel. It's a very kind of like novel compared to the ancient. No, I mean, like 5,000 years ago, nobody knows of what is free radical.
Right, right. But so we needed the science to catch up to the...
Yeah. And then right now it's more and more obvious, like the science say this is very beneficial and it has very solid science foundation behind it.
Well, very fascinating stuff. So what's on the horizon for nanomedicine and the use of tea? Will it expand? Are there many institutions around the U.S. that are now researching and... looking into the application, the applicability?
Like we are doing that.
Okay.
And like a lot of Chinese in China, like people, there's one professor who was raised to the Chinese Academy of Engineering because of his research on tea. And also in Taiwan, there's one, the same thing in Japan. So it's because like China and those Asian areas is mostly China or as the origin. So we do a lot of research, like in Japan also, and those tea growing countries, they do a lot of research.
So one thing that I'm curious about in those cultures, how young do kids begin to drink tea? Is that something that they drink very early on in their lives?
Very early.
So as children, they're drinking tea generally?
Exactly. Very, very young. Like when we are placed. Like,
better than soda. Better than...
that's definitely way better than that. I mean, it's not about... From science point of view, it's definitely much better. Tea polyphenol, so many functionalities and the benefits, health benefits that being very helpful, and also just as a drink, like we forget about all the science. Just like come back to 5,000 years ago, it's something like help you to calm down,
yeah.
But it doesn't make you like sleepy or that's like that.
Right.
So it's considered as a drink of the king of drink.
Oh, okay. So because of what it can provide. Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever we can provide.
Excellent.
So, like when last time when I lead the team to do the tea ceremony for President Bush, invited by the Chinese Council of Generals, we talk about different teas and different health benefits. And I mentioned about one people. These people, his name, he's from my hometown also, Fujian, China. Very, very famous in China. His name is Zhang Tianfu. He's 108 years old right now.
Wow.
So he's considered as the most famous tea master.
The grandfather of tea. The great-grandfather, maybe.
I mean...
But well-known in terms of promoting the benefits. And
yes.
And he's also obviously drank it himself, and he's lived to 108.
Yes, exactly. So...
and also like he's on the board of the Wati organization.
Okay.
So also one thing is that the, how do you say, when I talk about this story, it's not a story, it's a truth. It's just right here. And talk this one with the President Bush and Barbara Bush. They were really excited. And Barbara Bush turned to see them, President Bush, and he said, you're still very young. So they both laughed.
Right, right.
So it's been exciting, like people.
Well, it's very fascinating that it's being recognized in the mainstream, yeah, that the benefits and the good work that you guys are doing over at MIT and Harvard, you know, coming up with hopefully cures for cancer that don't kill people.
It's benefits. No worry about that.
Wonderful. Well, our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs is Jingtai Zhang.
Yes, thank you.
And with the World Tea Organization and MyLoveTea.com. If listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
They can contact us by like through our website, World Tea Organization. Just Google World Tea Organization or WTO.org. But T is WTEAO.org.
Excellent. And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.